登组所交的。 Okay. Here we go, finally. Okay, we're good. Good evening, folks. QSG, this is Marty, WV5Y. It's once again time for another edition of the Houston AmSatNet. We've got the wires uncrossed and unshorted and good mic audio here going. Okay. Let's see, this net meets on Tuesdays and discusses topics related to satellites, balloons, and other amateur-related items. This is net number 1587, and it's 8 p.m. Central Time on Tuesday, November the 12th, 2024, which in UTC time is Wednesday, November the 13th at 0200. This is a directed net, and all calls should go through net control, and this net is dedicated to Andy McAllister, W5ACM. Thanks to Joe, W5BSA. We're on the 145.19 repeater here in West Houston, and the PL tone is 123.0. Okay, I will now take local check-ins.
Whiskey Delta 5, Juliet Romeo Delta, WD5JRD Carl, Jersey Village, good evening.
Okay, very good. We got our regulars this evening. Welcome back, Carl, WD5JRD up there in Jersey Village. And we got Herbert, KD5PQJ in West Houston. So do we have any other check-ins? Okay, well, we'll check again here about halfway through the hour, and we'll check some of our other ways that we have that people check in here at about a quarter past the hour. So, let's see, we'll start with a little bit of South Texas Balloon Launch Team information. The South Texas Balloon Launch Team, the launch that they did at the Jamboree on the air for the Boy Scouts with the W5BSA with Joe's call sign on the balloon. That has been maybe, I guess, around the world 1.5 times so far. Let's see, the last reported position, I guess, was in Libya, and that was 3 or 4 days ago. So it may be back over the Pacific by now. You never know, but we'll find out when it beacons again. So it'll be completing its second round around the world. So good job on that. And we want to report there was another balloon launch that they reported. Walter said that, they reported a launch notice for Veterans Day yesterday, and he said it was a soft and clean release between the clouds, and they launched it earlier in the morning with John, AB5SS, Walter, K5WH, and Teresa, W5MOM. And he said this one, I just got this one off the ground today. So we haven't seen any reports of it actually showing up on APRS yet, but it should show up as AB5SS-137. So we will keep looking for that. And so we're glad to see that there's some activity there out of the South Texas Balloon Launch Team. And, of course, they have their monthly meeting on the second Wednesday of the month. And that's usually 4:30 p.m. in the afternoon here at a local restaurant. And then and again at 8 p.m. in the evening, they have a meeting on Zoom. And you can participate on that or just listen in. That's at k5wh.net/Zoom. So we appreciate Walter doing that. And so it's good to see some activity there out of the South Texas Balloon Launch Team. Okay, we're going to switch over here to the AMSAT News Service Bulletins. And let's see, this is AMSAT News Service Bulletin number 315 from Paul Stotzer. And the AMSAT News Service Bulletins are a free weekly news and information service of AMSAT, the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation. ANS publishes news related to amateur radio in space, including reports on activities of a worldwide group of amateur radio operators who share an active interest in designing, building, launching, and communicating through analog and digital amateur radio satellites. The news feed over on www.amsat.org publishes news of amateur radio in space as soon as our volunteers can post it. So please send any amateur satellite news or reports to ans-editor@amsat.org, and you can sign up for a free email delivery of the AMSAT News Service Bulletins via the ANS list. So if you'd like to have it pop into your mailbox there, you just go to mailman.amsat.org/pastorius/lists/ans.amsat.org.
W5BSA repeater.
Okay, this is Marty with the Houston AMSAT Net, and you can call, make a quick phone check-in into the Houston AMSAT Net by calling 713-467-9870. You can send an APRS message, as Andy used to like to say, to West Virginia 5 Yankee with no dashes and no numbers. And, or you can send an email up to wv5y@comcast.net. Okay, we're celebrating AO7, AMSAT Oscar 7, the first Earth Space Earth relay communications. As AO7 launched on November the 15th, 1974 approaches its 50th anniversary and setting a record as the longest operating satellite. Of course, it took a 20-year vacation there in the middle, but it's back, and we look back at a few of its noteworthy accomplishments. The downlink spectrum of AO7's UHF-VHF transponder overlapped with AO6's VHF to HF transponder. The overlap of the two was approximately 50 kHz wide. The two orbits were the same, almost. AO7's mean motion was slightly higher than that of AO6, which means it, once every year or so, AO6 will lap its younger sibling in space. During the time spacecraft are in closer proximity, it was theoretically possible that if AO7 had its UHF-VHF transponder on, the one user to communicate through two spacecraft in succession with the downlink of AO7's transponder being relayed through AO6's VHF HF transponder uplink, and then with the doubly relayed signal arriving on 29.5 megahertz on 10 meters to another user on the ground. This could be done in certain geometries in both directions, making a two-way double hop communications possible.
DL-123.
The first successful Earth-Space-Space-Earth relay of this type took place on January the 6th, 1975. This happened early in AO7's first lifetime and during the first occasion when AO6 approached AO7 in their very similar orbits. The two stations were both located in the state of Texas, one in Dallas and one in Richardson, which is right outside of Dallas. This method of communications was also conducted and reported by 55 other user stations from 12 countries during 1975. These events were documented in the IEEE proceedings in October of 1975. All right, we appreciate that information, interesting information about AO7, and it looks like we will have another AO7 50-year anniversary highlight coming up in next week's ANS Weekly Bulletin. So we look forward to that, and we want to thank Jan Keen, W3GEY, AMSAT AO7 Project Manager, for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WZ5Y with the Houston AMSATnet. The September-October 2024 issue of the AMSAT Journal is available. Let's see, it's available, of course, to members, and that's on AMSAT's member portal, and that's available over at launch.amsat.org. All right, if you want to go straight there, you go to launch.amsat.org/the_AMSAT_journal. The AMSAT Journal is a bi-monthly digital magazine for amateur radio in space enthusiasts published by the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation, AMSAT. Each issue is your source for hardware and software projects, technical tips, STEM initiatives, operational activities, and news from around the world. Inside the current issue, we've got the Apogee View, which is the report from Robert Bankston, the president of AMSAT, and of course he's KE4AL. And then there's the information on AMSAT awards from Bruce Page, KK5DO. And then the history of AMSAT AO7 by Jan King, W3GEY. Long range modulation, LoRa in low Earth satellites. Omar Cardenas, XE1AO, who that report comes from. Okay, then we have a visit to the Tokyo Ham Fair 2024 by Keith Baker, WB1SF/VA3KSF, and the 2024 Space Symposium and Annual General Meeting photos. Okay, we want to thank AMSAT for that information. And yes, the 2024 AMSAT Symposium proceedings are available to AMSAT members, and that's on the AMSAT member portal at launch.amsat.org, and so be sure and check that out. Okay, and And then, let's see, we've got some more detail here. In this year's edition, we've got The Welcome by Robert Bankston, KE4AL. A list of the silent keys. Unfortunately, the people who have passed here in the past year. The AMSAT CubeSat Sim version 2.0 software overview by Alan Johnston, KU2Y. AMSAT Education and CubeSat Simulator Project Update, also by Alan Johnston, KU2Y. We have the integration of the AMSAT CubeSat Simulator for Education and Research by Rachel Jones, KO4HLC. Okay, there's ARIS prototype, automation and remote control of the IORs. That's by Chris Thompson, G0KLA/AC2CZ/VE2TCP. Okay, we've got FunCube Lite on the Jovian 1 satellite, a 6U University CubeSat with an AMSAT UK payload, and that's by David Bowman, G0MRF. There's CardSat, a step forward for satellite minimization, miniaturization by Adrian Totu. And that's Y03HOT is his call sign. Okay, then Burns Fisher, WB1FJ, puts on Golf T flight software and bus overview. And then there's the determination of spacecraft orbital elements from in-flight GNSS measurement. And that's by Joseph Diverti, K0NMR. So we want to thank Dan Schultz, N8FGV, AMSAT Symposium Proceedings Editor, for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y with the Houston AmSatNet. And let's see, we're a little past quarter past the hour here, but we're going to take a quick standby, and we're going to take a look around, and we're going to see who we've had checking in via some of our other means here. Okay, off the phone lines, let's see, we have Kai in 6ZZO. He's in McKinleyville, California, and he's our podcast listener checking in there, so we appreciate hearing from him this week. And he records the net there, and well, listens on the podcast there, and usually on Wednesday when he's working. So we appreciate him calling and checking in. And then off the phone lines, let's see, we heard from Charlie, K5ENG, today. And he's over there in West Houston. Sounds like he's doing pretty good. And then also from Andrew, KC5LWI. He's fixing to go on his shift there a little bit before the net started. And so he's working on the, of course, the ferries down there in Galveston. So I know we all appreciate that. Okay, let's see, we've got Dale, WD0AKO. He's up there in Moorhead, Minnesota, and he does the backup archiving of the audio for the website. And we appreciate that, a little backup action that we have had to use in the past. So it's good that's taking place for us. And he has that on automatic control. Then we've got WA0RCR, and that's Vern. He's over there in Wentzville, Missouri. And, of course, thanks to him, he transmits our net on 1.860 megahertz, full carrier AM, and that's at 5:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Time on Saturdays. So we appreciate Vern putting us on the top band. And let's see, from APRF, let's see, let's go over there and look real quick. No, we don't have any APRS check-ins this week. from Internet Relay Chat System, we've got Ken, AK0A, Clay, KG4OZW. Passing along a yo Marty to us, and a hello. So we want to say hi to he and the Rachy, and we're glad that we got them checked in. And let's see, we've got Brian, KG4WIJ, Renee, NZ9T, and Bob, K8WX.
DL-1-3.
We've got another Bob, K9OIM, so good evening to him. Let's see, we've got Steve, KA5YFC. Glad he's, hope he's doing good this evening. We have Bruce, KK5VO, and of course, thanks to Bruce up there in Roman Forest. He makes the URLs available so that if you want to follow along with any of the links we mentioned this evening, you can just go over to our website, and that's over at www.amsatnet.com, and you can just click on the document there, and he's got, and you can click on the links directly. So we appreciate Bruce doing that for us. Okay, then we've got also NDOF, N6UTC. And he's over there in Long Beach, California. So good evening to NDOF. All right, this is Marty WV5Y with the Houston AmSatNet. Let's see, the 2024 coins are still available, not for too much longer. You can help support Golf and Fox Plus, so you might want to get these unique coins to add to your collection. You can join the AmSat President's Club today. We heard from Vern there, up there in Winslow, Missouri. We got him checked in. So we appreciate his transmissions there on 160 meters, as we just mentioned a couple minutes ago. And if you're interested in getting those President's Club coins, you just go over to www.amsat.org/join-v-amsat-presidents-club. And you can get those coins and add them to your collection. I know they've had a lot of the AmSat satellites on the fronts of those, so it's a pretty thing to have, and it's a thing that you can look back on all the action that's taken place through the years. And also, don't forget, it sure helps put those satellites up in space. Okay, we've got the ASRTU-1 satellite with the FM transponder that's been launched on November the 4th, 2024 at 2318 UTC. A Soyuz rocket launched from Vostochny with at least 17 satellites using amateur satellite service frequencies. Among those launched was ASRTU-1, a 12U CubeSat designed by Russian and Chinese students and developed by the Harbin Institute of Technology in Harbin, China for education and amateur radio. The satellite contains an FM transponder, which is currently operational, with an uplink of 145.850 MHz. You need to transmit a CTCSS tone of 67 Hz, and that's required to get you in. And then there's a downlink frequency, and it's on 435.400 MHz, so that's where you listen. after the repeater detects the end of an uplink, it will wait for a half a second. If no new uplink in the half a second, telemetry will be sent. So make fast QSOs so the telemetry is less likely to interrupt you. Okay, that's interesting. The satellite also contains two cameras with an SSVV downlink for low-resolution images on 436.210 megahertz and a high-speed downlink on 10460.00 megahertz. So that's up on 10 gigahertz. And that's for high-resolution images. On November the 7th, 2024, the camera system was tested for the first time. N6RFM uplinked the command and the image was downloaded by Chinese stations using the UHF SSDV downlink.
This is the W5BSA repeater.
Okay, if you'd like to decode the telemetry for ASRTU-1. There's Windows software that's available, and you can find it over on drive.google.com/file/v/1WANM-T0_H0J1BB1EIF 74M capital L -E U capital R D capital W C J capital H. Okay, there's also a live ISO Linux image, and that's, you can load that up, and you can decode the telemetry there on that installation. And that's on drive.google.com/drive/folders/, okay, you ready for it? 1CTCGMNNDMEEAVCKOE4OPXPIU_SPFXLDD4. All right, and a Telegram group has been created for discussing the satellite, and you can find that over at https://t.me/+, I guess that's a lowercase l5nttx7eaja7, sorry, not 7, 4, Z, DVI. Okay, so once again, ASTRTU-1 has an uplink, an FM, on 145.850 57 Hz CTCSS tone, the downlink is on 435.400 megahertz. It says in orbit and commissioning. It says also downlinks on 436.210 megahertz and 10460 megahertz. And you can download the live CD for telemetry decoding. And we want to thank BG2BHC, the IARU, and AMSAT-F for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT Net. Well, we're right at the bottom of the hour, so we're going to take a quick standby, and we're going to see if we have any more local check-ins on the 145.190 repeater. Come down. Okay, we got everybody for now, looks like. you've got some information here on MO-122, telemetry beacon level, and an update, and this is from November the 9th, 2024. I say your continued collection of telemetry data for MO-122 or MESAT-1 is always appreciated. The next couple of days, the telemetry beacon on MO-122 will remain at its lowest power level. This puts the signal down a couple of dB, and it's noticeable from the ground. The low signal is a great opportunity to work on improving the sensitivity of our receiving stations. The transponder power remains the same. It's strong, thanks to AMSAT's TLM, LTM, or the linear transponder module. Okay, the satellite remains in good health. Since launch in early July, eclipse periods have increased a good deal, going from about 15 minutes to nearly 29 minutes. At the same time, the orbit has precessed so that the bird appears over populated areas where the transponder gets more use while in eclipse. These conditions mean the battery is getting used more with less time to fully recharge. We keep a watchful eye on the battery and its reported capacity, and when there is an apparent decline, it seems prudent to turn off the transponder for a couple of days to allow recovery. The low beacon for the next couple of days will allow us to see how much relief that gives to the power budget. It won't be much, but we can watch and learn. Managing a satellite's power budget is a balancing act of sorts. The good news is that by the end of February, it looks like eclipse periods will drop back to around 17 minutes. At the same time, the battery will be 4 months older and have gone through a lot of orbits. Some fun math: from today until the end of February, there are 112 days. There are 1,440 minutes per day, and MO-122 orbits about every 95 minutes. Let's see, 1,440 minutes per day divided by 95 minutes per orbit is about 15 orbits per day. So, 15 orbits a day by 122 days means almost 1,700 orbits and discharge-recharge cycles will occur before the end of February. Do that with your power drill battery pack. Although I have to admit, my electric toothbrush has been working for quite a while now. Hopefully my update will help provide an answer to the logical question: why is the transponder being turned off and on? As the guest payload on UMaine satellite, we are doing our best to be good stewards of an important resource while also learning about LTM, lithium batteries, and power budgets, all of which is helpful to our engineering teams as they work on new birds like Fox Plus and the Golf family. Enjoy the bird, they say. And we want to thank Mark Hammond, NAMH, AMSAT Director and Command Station, for that information. This is Marty, WV5Y, in the Houston AMSAT Net.
PL-123.
All right. Looks like going on now, is an ARIS SSTV event that's been scheduled for November the 11th through the 18th. All right, that's always a fun thing, is decoding the pictures sent down from the space station. Amateur radio on the International Space Station, ARIS, announces an SSTV event to be held from November 11th through the 18th. The event is scheduled to begin on Monday, November the 11th at 11:50 UTC and to end Monday, November the 18th at 1340 UTC. Says SSTV transmissions will be paused during scheduled school contacts on November the 15th and the 16th. And downlink transmissions will be at 145.800 megahertz, and the mode is expected to be PB120. Okay, sounds like, again, as they did last time, the transmissions will consist of 12 images featuring activities from the 2024 40th anniversary celebrating amateur radio and human spaceflight. If you're a past participant in our SSTV events, please note that we will be using our newly updated gallery, and they got a new address on that one. That's ARISS, that's A-R-I-S-S, -USA.org/ARISS_SSTV. And ARISS has a new way to request a special certificate. When participants successfully receive at least one image and submit it at the new gallery, participants will be moved to a thank you page. There, a person can read text about data protection and press a button that says, "I agree," and receive an email in 2 weeks or sooner with a certificate. If a person submits additional images, the thank you page tells them they have already asked for a certificate. And so we want to say thanks to our user community for participating in ARISS. And I also happen to know that you can get a QSL card from the International Space Station for copying slow scan pictures, because I have one. Okay, we want to say thanks to Dave Jordan, AA4KN, ARISS PR, for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, and the Houston AmSatNet. See, we've got some changes this month to the AmSat TLE distribution, and two-line elements, or TLEs, often referred to as Keplerian elements, or KEPs in the amateur community, are the inputs to the SGP4 standard mathematical model of spacecraft orbits used by most amateur tracking programs. Weekly updates are completely adequate for most amateur satellites. TLE bulletin files are updated on Thursday evenings around 2300 UTC, or more frequently if new high-interest satellites are launched. And you can find more information over on www.amsat.org/Keplerian-elements-resources. Okay, we've got SR0 DemoSat NORAD catalog ID 60455, decayed from orbit on or about the 2nd of October 2024. And then BINAR4 NORAD catalog ID 60952, decayed from orbit on or about the 4th of November 2024. SO121 NORAD catalog ID 58567, decayed from orbit on or about the 5th of November 2024. Okay, then we have BINAR 3, that NORAD catalog ID 60957, decayed from orbit on or about the 5th of November 2024. And we want to thank Joe Fitzgerald, KM1P, AmSat Orbital Elements Manager, for that information. Hey, you need new satellite antennas? You can purchase an M2 LEO pack from the AmSat store. And when you purchase through AMSAT, a portion of the proceeds goes towards keeping amateur radio in space. And, of course, that URL is amsat.org/product-category/hardware. All right, I think if you get your M2 Leo pack through that way, through AMSAT, you get a little bit of a discount, too, off of their regular price. So that's good. That's good news there, as well as some of that going towards satellite launches. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT. Net down to ARIS News. Amateurs and others around the world may listen in on contacts between amateurs operating in schools and allowing students to interact with astronauts and cosmonauts aboard the International Space Station. The downlink frequency on which to listen in on all the action between the schools and the ISS, it's on 145.800 megahertz worldwide. Okay, we've got the International Aerospace School, named after UN Sultanov, Ufa, Russia, has direct via RZ9WWB, the ISS call sign, scheduled to be RS0ISS, the ARIS Mentor, RV3DR, the contact, Friday, 11-1-2024 at 2108 UTC. They say if anyone heard this contact, please let ARIS know. Okay, I guess they're a little bit questionable on that one. Then they got the Scuola Primaria Bandeo, Castelnuovo, Scrivia, Italy, has a telebridge via VK6MJ. ISS call sign scheduled to be NA1SS with crew member Sunita Williams, KD5PLB, and the ARIS Mentor is IZ2GOJ. Okay, they say this contact was successful on Thursday, 11-7-2024 at 07:56:25 UTC, and they had a maximum elevation of only 25 degrees. I want to say congratulations to the Scuola Primaria Bandeo students, Sunita, Mentor IZ2GOJ, and Telebridge VK6MJ. Okay, we've got the Bishop O'Connell High School in Arlington, Virginia. That's Telebridge via VK4ISS, and that's with ISS call sign scheduled to be NA1SS, talking to scheduled crew member Nick Hague, and the ARIS Mentor is AA6TB. And this contact is a go for Friday, 11-15-2024, and that's going to be at 18:06:21 UTC with the 46 degree elevation. Okay, then the SWSU in Kursk, Russia, has a contact direct, and the ISS call sign scheduled to be RS0ISS with crew member Alex Gorbanov, and the ARIS Mentor is RV3BR, and the contact Friday, 11-15-2024 at 19:15 UTC.
DL-123.
Okay, looks like those ARIS folks have been busy bolstering up some activity here. We got a few more to read. Looks like they've got quite a few contacts scheduled. Let's see, there's the Cotum Scouts in Cotum, Ontario, Canada. and they've got a telebridge via IK1SLD. The ISS call sign scheduled to be OR4ISS with Sunita Williams, KD5PLB. And the ARS mentor on that one is VE6JBJ. And the contact is Saturday, 11-16-2024 at 18-1704 UTC with a 53 degree elevation. And then there's the Aznakovsky District, Tartarstan, Russia, direct via to be determined, with the call sign scheduled to be RS0ISS. The crew member will be Ivan Wagner, and the ARS mentor is RV3DR. And the contact is Tuesday, 11-19-2024, and that's at 16:05. So that's been a week. We've got the Center for the Development and Youth Creativity in the city of Pugachev, Saratov region of Russia. And their contact will be direct. The ISS call sign is scheduled to be RS0ISS with crew member Alexei Ovchinin. And the ARS mentor is RV3DR, and the contact Wednesday, 11-20-2024 at 15:15 UTC. Okay, and one more. We've got the Amur State University over there in Bangladesh, Russia. And they've got ISS call sign scheduled to be RS0ISS for their contact. And they'll be talking to the crew member, Alex Gorbanov, and the ARS mentor is RV3DR, and the contact is a go Thursday, 11-21-2024, and that will be at 11:25 UTC. Okay, many times a school may make a last-minute decision to do a live stream, or run into a last-minute glitch requiring a change of the URL, but we at ARS may not get the URL in time for publication. So you can always check live.ars.org to see if the school is live streaming. And, as always, if there's an EVA, a docking, or an undocking, the ARS radios are turned off as part of safety protocol. And the crossband repeater continues to be active. It's on 145.990 MHz up, with PL tone of 67, and 437.800 MHz down. So if any crew member is so inclined, all they have to do is pick up the mic, and they can raise the volume up on the radio, and they can talk on the crossband repeater. So give a listen. You just never know. And also, all times are approximate, so it's recommended you do your own orbital predictions or start listening about 10 minutes before those times that we listed. Okay, and of course, the ARS D700 that usually does the APRS right now is configured for slow scan TV, for the current slow scan TV event. Of course, the latest information on the operation mode can be found at www.ars.org/current-status-of-iss-stations.html. And the latest list of frequencies in use on the ISS can be found at www.ars.org/contact-v-iss.html. And we want to thank Charlie Safana, AJ9N, one of the ARIS operation team mentors, for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, in the Houston AmSatNet. See, we've got some upcoming satellite operations.
a growing number of satellite rovers are currently engaged in sharing their grid square activations, and that's over on hams.at. By visiting the website, you gain easy access to comprehensive information about the operators responsible for activating specific grid squares. Additionally, you have the ability to assess the match score between yourself and a particular rover for a given pass, while also being able to identify the upcoming satellite passes that are accessible from your location. So, let's see, we've got Guyana, Aldir, PY1SAD, or ZZ1M, operates from Georgetown as 8R1TM between October the 12th and November the 24th on 16310 meters, CW, SSB, and digital modes, and also via satellites. Okay, if you make a contact with Aldir over there in Guyana, you'll want a QSL via Logbook of the World or EQSL or QRZ.com. They do all of them. And that would be from the grid square DXNL. And she says, let's see, 2427, October the 9th, 2024. And we'll thank Ian Parsons, K5ZM, AMSAT Rover Page Manager, for that information. Hey, you want to fly the colors on your own grid expedition? You can get an AMSAT car flag and other neat stuff from our Zazzle store. And then 25% of the purchase price of each product goes towards keeping amateur radio in space. And the URL on that one is www.zazzle.com/store/AMSAT_gear. We've got AMSAT Ambassador Activities. AMSAT Ambassadors provide presentations, demonstrate communicating through amateur satellites, and host information tables at club meetings, AmFest, conventions, maker fairs, and other events. And AMSAT Ambassador Clint Bradford, K6LCS, says, you think a 75-minute presentation on working the easy satellites would be appropriate for your club or event? Just let me know by emailing at k6clint@gmail.com or calling Clint at 909-999-7287. Clint has never given the exact same show twice. Each of the 150-plus presentations he's done so far has been customized and tailored to his audience. Okay, we've only got one scheduled event left on the list, and that's for the beginning of next year. So that's not even the beginning. So we've got the Yuma AmCon, February the 20th through the 22nd, 2025, and that's in Yuma, Arizona. And we should see N1UW there. And we want to thank Bo Lowry, W4FCL, Director of AMSAT Ambassador Program, for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, with the Houston AMSAT Net. Let's see, we've got some satellite shorts from all over. Hackaday featured a homebrew LNA suitable for satellite operation on November the 4th. And the URL is hackaday.com/2024/11/04/a-lesson-in-rf-design-thanks-2-this-homebrew-LNA. And we want to say thanks to Hackaday for that information.
CL-123.
Okay, the European version of AMSAT, being AMSAT EA, released a statement on the decay of SO-121, or Hades D. The SO-121 satellite has re-entered the atmosphere, disintegrating as planned. Many thanks to the ham radio community for your support. We are glad that even with its low power, many amateurs were able to make voice contacts and had fun receiving its telemetry. And we want to say thanks to AMSAT EA for that information. Another older satellite with an issue. We've got SO-29's batteries are unable to support continuous operation of the analog transponder throughout its orbit after over 28 years. However, the Japanese Amateur Radio League continues to turn on the transponder at various times. Operation continues until the satellite's UVC, or under voltage control, automatically turns off the transponder. So times for the remainder of November are when the thing is going to start up here. November the 10th at 0150 UTC. November the 16th at 0135 UTC. November the 17th at 0224 UTC. Okay, then on November the 23rd at 0209 UTC, SO-121 will be coming online. And then again on November the 24th at 0115 UTC, and then November the 30th at 0243 UTC. And we want to say thanks to the Japanese Amateur Radio League for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, and the Houston AmSatNet. Let's see, let's take a quick look around, see if we have any more check-ins here. Okay, I believe we got Damien, AG9P. He's over there in Oconto, Wisconsin, and he's on Echolink. And then we got Dave, WB7DRU. And he's over there in Howard Lake, Minnesota. And, of course, Dave has been listening to that with us for many decades, several decades, many years. So since we had a direct link up to those folks over there in Minnesota via the phone line, thanks to Craig. So that's been, since around the mid-90s or so.
W5GMG, late check-in.
All right, Dave, welcome aboard. We're glad to hear from you, and we're glad to get you checked in there. Okay, we want to remind everybody that you can join AMSAT today by going to launch.amsat.org. And in addition to regular membership, AMSAT offers membership to societies, which is a recognized group, a club, or organization. Primary and secondary school students are eligible for membership at one-half the standard yearly rate, and post-secondary school students enrolled at least half-time status shall be eligible for the student rate for a maximum of 6 post-secondary years in the status. So memberships are also available for annual and lifetime terms. You can contact info@amsat.org for additional membership information. 7-3, and remember to help keep amateur radio in space. And that's from this week's ANS editor, Paul Stotzer, N8HM. And that's n8hm@awrl.net. Okay, the ANS is a service of AMSAT, the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation, and they are at 712 H Street, NE, Suite 1653, Washington, D.C., 20002. Well, we've reached the end of our time for this week, so we want to say stay safe, everyone out there. Keep playing with those radios, making lots of satellite contacts, and we look forward to catching everybody next week. So from Andy, W5ACM, Bruce, KK5VO up there in Roman for us, and myself, Marty, WV5Y in Northwest Houston, we say 73 from the Houston AmSat Net for this week. Have a good one, Dave.